92.5 Phoenix FM. It's the community news slot, and today I'm going to talk all about a wonderful festival that's on this weekend in Phibsborough. It's named the best named festival in Ireland by Roddy Doyle. It's FizzFest, and they're at fizzfest.ie, and I have Sheila Ahern on the line. Sheila, hello.
How you doing? That's a great endorsement from Roddy, all right. Yeah, it's brilliant to be back. We had planned a festival 2 years ago, and everything just ground to a halt in 2020 with COVID. So it's just brilliant to be back. And there's a real, you can kind of sense people's appetite. We're, you know, all the events are selling out really, really well. And I think people just want to get back out meeting one another, get back out and enjoying kind of art and public events and music and theatre and everything that we kind of not took for granted, but we kind of, you know, I suppose in some ways did over the years. And then with COVID, there's, I think, a greater appreciation.
I was wondering why the schedule of events looks so strong. Is because you've got 3 years of kind of bringing it together that's going to happen this year. But the other thing I was going to say was a lot of people think that Smithfield is the real cool place in town to go, but I think FizzFest makes Smithfield look a little bit warm, because this is the coolest festival I've ever seen. We're going to look at Saturday and Sunday, and tell us, just, it's launching on Friday, but what are the things that people can see on Saturday?
Saturday, we've a mix. There's a real mix of outdoor events and theatre, music, activities. One of the lovely things on Saturday that I really like is we've got a lot of music outdoors. We have a 35-piece ukulele band, the Walkalalies. Some of them are from Walkinstown, so hence the name, and they walk around and sing and play at the same time. And we have a mariachi band, a Mexican mariachi band. And lots of activities on the canal with boats and duck races and a barge with live music for the whole day on Saturday. So there's a lot of outdoors and a lot of free events. So it's really good to be able to have things that are accessible for everybody.
They're spread all over the place, but where's the kind of epicentre of the festival? Is there one?
I suppose it's like, I love Phibsborough. I live from here and I really love the area and it's close to town, but it's one of the, I think it is actually the most densely populated area of Dublin and hence the most densely populated area of Ireland. And, it, you know, we're stuck at the crossroads there at Doyle's Corner and there's a lot of traffic and throughways. So I think that the kind of thing that an arts festival can do is, you know, to kind of push the community to the forefront rather than the traffic and the buses and the noise. And we've converted a lot of, we don't have designated art space, so we have, like, we're turning Monk's Green Restaurant into an art gallery, we're turning Scouts Hall into a theatre, we're turning the pub upstairs in Doyle's into a cinema, upstairs in McGill's is a concert venue. So we're using all of the kind of infrastructure and the community, existing community space, we're converting it into arts venues for the weekend. So there'll be events in the library, in many of the cafes and pubs, and almost something for everybody. I was looking at the programme just when you said that there, I have it in front of me to think, you know, what are the highlights? And really, there's 38 events in the printed programme, and a couple more have even been added since we went to print. So probably the website is the best and most up-to-date place to see what's happening. And the weather is really good. I've been watching the forecast like a hawk every day, going, please, please, please don't let it rain. And it's looking really good, particularly for Saturday and Sunday.
And that website is fizzfest.ie. That's PHIZZFEST.ie. And speaking about cool, since lockdown, you've kind of acquired the Bernard Shaw into the area.
We have indeed, we have, and they've got fabulous facilities there as well, and they're right up on the canal, so Brilliant. There'll be lots of activities around there on Saturday and Sunday.
So there's dance and music and poetry, and there's the ukuleles, and there's theatre, and there's film. What's the, like, pick a couple of highlights for Saturday.
I suppose on Saturday we have, I thought the canal, a lot of things along the canal, there'll be something for everybody along there in terms of music and sports. We have a couple of walking tours. There's a connection with Joyce and the area. So we've two Joyce, James Joyce themed events on Saturday. There's yoga out in Great Western Square. There's theatre in the Panama Hall, the Scouts Hall with a new show from Pat Kinnavan and Fish Amble Theatre Company. Ciara Sedain is singing upstairs in McGill's, and there's Circus and Aerial Arts in the Taking Flight studio in Crossguns. That's Saturday. And Sunday, it's just so packed. I really don't know how we're going to, the organisers are going to be running from one event to the other. There's a few I'm missing, and it's really breaking my heart. There's some fantastic cinema on Saturday, all day from 12 noon upstairs in Doyle's. There's a History Ireland hedge school. And we're kind of very lucky. There's a lot of people who live in the area who've just, you know, come along and contributed. Anne Ingle, Roisin Ingle's mum from the Irish Times, has just published a memoir. So Roisin is interviewing her mum. So that should be really nice upstairs in the McGill's.
I see you've got a pop-up Gael Talk happening.
We have. We've kind of got a bit of everything. It's really like an excuse for go for a pint and speak Oscar Ilga in the hot.
7:30 on Sunday, yeah.
We're screening a Ukrainian film on Sunday evening, 6:30, and all proceeds from all our films are going to Ukraine. I think everybody has been touched by what's happening in Ukraine, so all the proceeds and ticket sales from the films are going to the Irish Red Cross Ukrainian Relief Fund. And then a final party where there'll be lots of dancing and lots of music in the back page with Playback and Talking Heads Stop Making Sense.
Wow. And tickets are available at your website, fizzfest.ie?
Anything that's not free, tickets are available on Eventbrite, and the links are through fizzfest.ie, so if you check into that.
Final question, and more maybe a statement than a question, if people are thinking of going along, first check out the website, because that's where you'll find how to go to the things you'll best like. And then if you're thinking of going, use maybe the Ruhr or to use public transport rather than think, where am I going to park?
Yeah, because I suppose anywhere, parking is premium around here. And in Dalymount, they have a great event on Fashion Night Bohemians. It's women's soccer, and they're trying to break the record to have the most attendees at a women's soccer match.
Ah.
And you get free in if you cycle, which is a great idea.
That is, yeah, they should do that more often, maybe for regular games.
So
fizzfest.ie, the best named festival in Ireland, according to Mr. Roddy Doyle. And the website is there. Check out what you want to go to. You're going to have the weather. It's a wonderful part of town. And if you're in D15 listening to Phoenix, head across to Phibsbread this weekend and have a great time at the festival. Thank you very much for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
Sheila Hearn from FizzFest Festival, well worth checking out this weekend. This is Phoenix FM Community News. If you have any news for us, anything happening in your area in Dublin 15, get in touch with us, news@phoenixfm.ie. We'll have more news at 12 noon throughout the week.